week has pretty well come to an end. I'm not sure how much difference in the scheme of things it makes. I sit here throughout the course of the day listening to music, perusing various news and financial websites, going through the probably 200 to 300 emails per day that I get. And I got to tell you something. There are some people out there that are either really ignorant or they have an amazing sense of humor. Now, given the overall scheme of what we're living through today, I look at some of the headlines. What will replace the dollar? QE3 by fall, experts say. One David Blanchflower, a professor at Dartmouth, says that weak payrolls reports will spur the Fed to launch a third round of asset purchases sometimes this fall. You look at some of the other ones. Debt talks, what to watch for. Wall Street, the polls are jolted by jobs. You know, they came out with one set of reports yesterday that sounded so good. And, of course, then the jobs reports come out today that prove the truth and the reality of all of it. But the headline, oh, the headline is unbelievable. Would they have used a headline like this when George Bush was in office or William Clinton or JFK or even FDR? Job fears spook Wall Street. Unbelievable. Maybe I just have a twisted sense of reality. I don't know. Anyway, welcome to a Friday night edition of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Jeff Bennett here for the next hour. Glad to have you here on this 8th day of July, 2011, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is going to be the weekend from hell for me. I've got to finish some painting and some other stuff. I've got a rather large function going on here at my home next week, and I've got things I've got to get done. But I want them done anyway. It's not even just because of the get-together. Sat there watching markets today, so the job fears come out. Dow dropped 62 points to close at 12,657. NASDAQ off 13 at 2860, it looks like. S&P 500 down 9 at 1344. Global Dow even down 16. Gold up 14 big ones today, $1,545. And oil, well, although it's down, it's still up there at about 96.5 bucks a barrel. Stay with us. We will be back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Ow, I got a man that's always late. Anytime we have a date, but I love him. Yes, I love him. So I'm gonna walk up to his gate, see if we can get it straight, 'cause I want him. Yeah, I intend to have him. I'll just ask him, is you is or is you ain't?
Be my baby. Oh, yeah. Is you is or is you ain't my baby. Rene Olsted. Guaranteed to be played when Dan the Man is in the room. Welcome back to Friday Night's Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. It has been a sickening several years for a number of reasons on television, which I tend to watch very little. I cannot stomach Nancy Grace. She's absolutely just an abysmal individual. But thank God the Casey Anthony case is over. Of course, any of you who visited today's Republic Trading Group International.com would have seen our satirical little joke of a cartoon. Casey Anthony's new boyfriend. Obviously, it's a Photoshop image of her together with O.J. Simpson. You get the idea. Of course, the jury thought she was not guilty of murder. I don't know if they got it right or wrong, but I do know that many dollars and much airtime was devoted to a story that'll have zero effect on the lives of 99.999% of Americans. I think the discovery of a walking, talking Martian would have gotten about the same attention, according to Greg Hunter. I guess this junk sells newspapers, gets TV ratings, but it's sure not what U.S. citizens should be focused on. And yet maybe that's the whole point. Are stories like Casey Anthony just our version of Circus Maximus, Roman circus? Are the masses being kept preoccupied with events that have no bearing on their lives while the country burns in a cloud of death? I would tend to think so. Few people have any idea of the perilous position the United States is in. One single wrong move by our government, or even a government the size of Greece, Portugal, Spain, or Italy, and there could be a daisy chain of debt explosions around the globe. The people are in the dark. I blame the mainstream media. I also blame the people who live in the dark with blinders on. I never could understand how one can wear a set of blinders and also have their heads up their posteriors. Get a little crowded in there. A story that should have people really terrified is the battle currently going on in D.C. over raising the debt ceiling by some $2.4 trillion. If the issue's not settled soon, the U.S. could have the mother of all debt defaults. The demagogues and the Republic rats cannot agree on a package that contains both tax increases and budget cuts. Uncle Reem Us has called for a balanced approach. According to Bloomberg, who reported yesterday that the Obama administration and congressional leaders are working to completes a deal on a long-term budget reduction package by July the 22nd as part of a plan to raise the $14.3 trillion debt limit. $14.3 and they want to add $2.4 to it? The Treasury Department has said that its borrowing authority expires August the 2nd. And it could result in a first-ever U.S. default on its obligations. Do you understand what that means? No Medicare payments, no Social Security, no VA benefits, no stipends. Guaranteed Congress and all government. Well, you know, the Supreme Court guys, the Congress, all their aides, they'll get theirs. You just won't get yours if you're waiting on that social insecurity check. Of course, Obama's comments came as Democrats were intensifying a showdown with Republicans over whether tax increases should be a part of a deficit-cutting deal before the August 2nd deadline. Everybody needs to be watching this debt ceiling negotiation because no matter the outcome, it will affect the lives of that same 99.999% of Americans and many people around the globe. If a deal is not reached, catastrophic consequences will follow. In his latest report, economist John Williams from ShadowStats.com stated, such a default would be a serious mistake, and it most likely will be avoided as political games push the limits of brinksmanship. An outright default likely would trigger massive dumping of the U.S. dollar. It would accelerate movement to much higher U.S. inflation and ultimately to hyperinflation. According to Williams, there are $12 trillion in liquid dollar assets held outside of the United States, and that is where the hyperinflation would come from. Well, then you got Paul Farrell over at MarketWatch. He says that the opposite end of the argument says the U.S. should not raise the debt ceiling because it will make matters worse in the future. In a post he wrote day before yesterday, or maybe it was yesterday, he says, no, do not raise the debt ceiling. You heard me. Block the debt ceiling boat. Don't raise it. America is out of control. A debt addict. Time to detoxify. Deal with the collateral damage before it's too late. Farrell then goes on to give seven reasons why he thinks we should force a depression right now and not wait for an even bigger one to happen later. Well, either way, America's headed for real disaster. Most people are clueless of how fast the economy could fall off of a cliff. And when I say disaster, I mean riots, crime, violence, hunger, hyperinflation, a complete loss of wealth that will vanish seemingly overnight. This, thanks, Dan. This is a fall that will forever change the country. Am I talking about the season? It's up to you to decide. It's big. Really big. And yet, all during this time, the mainstream media is obsessed with wall-to-wall coverage of stories like Casey Anthony. I guess the John Edwards saga will be the next distraction as we head for the abyss. And when we crash, and I guarantee it will happen, the mainstream media will sit around and say the exact same thing it said after the 2008 meltdown. Nobody saw it coming. Well, but the games continue at Circus Maximus. Sickening. Interesting piece that got submitted to me early this morning, and it's further indication of what a mess the system, the entire system really is, non-economically speaking. Morally speaking, what is jurisprudence? What is the law? I don't know. It's pretty interesting. Citing a secret order, the federal court has dismissed an airline passenger lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA over scanners, virtual strip searches, and full-body rubdowns. Ooh, I can get a full-body rubdown? I'm heading down to the airport tonight. Federal court has dismissed a Fourth Amendment lawsuit filed by the Rutherford Institute challenging the Transportation Security Administration's airport security screening policy of requiring airline or air passengers to either submit to virtual strip searches involving advanced imaging technology, or AIT, which exposes intimate details of a person's body to a government agent, or submit to highly invasive pat-down searches during which TSA agents may go so far as to reach inside a traveler's pants. U.S. District Court Judge Henry H. Kennedy Jr. justified his dismissal by declaring that the court has no jurisdiction over the case, citing a secret order issued by the TSA, which requires that the D.C. Court of Appeals hear any reviews of TSA orders, insisting that it contains sensitive security information. The government has yet to make public the order embodying the TSA enhanced screening procedures. Wouldn't you just love to get felt up tonight? Yeah, but you'd like to at least enjoy yourself with a partner of your choice. The complaint in Adrian Durso versus Janet Napolitano is available online at www.rutherford.org. We the people need the courts to protect us against virtual strip searches and other excessive groping of our bodies by government agents, especially when there is no suspicion of wrongdoing. Those words from John W. Whitehead, president of the Rutherford Institute, who continues to say whether it takes place in an airport or a train station, this type of activity violates fundamental rights protected by the Constitution, insisting that Americans do not shed their privacy rights when entering an airport or boarding a plane. Rutherford filed a Fourth Amendment lawsuit in federal court December of 2010 against Napolitano and John Pistoli, administrator of the TSA, on behalf of three airline passengers who were subjected to invasive body searches by TSA agents under the agency's enhanced screening and pat-down procedures. Adrian Durso, a recent breast cancer survivor, we talked about this here a couple of weeks ago, was repeatedly and aggressively groped by TSA agents in the area where she had undergone a mastectomy, even after informing agents of her condition. Chris Daniels, a frequent business traveler, was aggressively and repeatedly touched in his genitalia area after initial screening showed an abnormality in his genitals that was the result of a childhood injury. When Daniels asked to leave the security area and forgo flying rather than submit to the intimate groping, he was told he was not free to leave and would have to submit to the enhanced pat-down. Well, the third traveler, CN, a 12-year-old girl traveling with family friends, was pulled out of line while passing through security and subjected to an AIT scan, which exposes intimate details of a person's body to government agents and has been called a virtual strip search, all of which was done without the knowledge of her consent of her adult guardians, leaving her frightened and traumatized. Her adult companions were screened solely with a traditional metal detector. Now, in dismissing the lawsuit, Judge Kennedy relied upon a statute giving the D.C. Court of Appeals exclusive jurisdiction to affirm, amend, modify, or set aside an order of the administrator of the TSA. And because the enhanced screening procedures are set forth in a screening checkpoint standard operating procedure issued by the TSA, Kennedy ruled that only the appellate court could hear the plaintiff's claims. Affiliate attorney Jason Goslin of the Drinker Biddle Reith Law Firm in Pennsylvania is assisting the Rutherford Institute with the lawsuit. Ladies and gentlemen, do you see this is what we are dealing with? This is, my God, they're violating 12-year-old girls. My wife and granddaughter are scheduled Tuesday morning to fly to Chicago. My granddaughter is a very tall 11-year-old girl. She is, shall we say, developing. It's a good thing I ain't making that flight, because I guarantee it's probably the last time you'd ever hear me on the air. Because if they got out of line by one finger with my granddaughter, somebody in an airport's going to die. Well, it might be me, but somebody's going to die first. I've had enough of this crap in this country. Damn it, when the hell are we going to wake up? We tolerate this stuff, and we tolerate it by continuing to fly and spend the money. Damn it, I'd rather drive to Chicago. But I wouldn't put my wife out there for, you know, that kind of a drive. That's her decision to go. I wouldn't have done it. This is just sickening to me. Absolutely appalling. And the gutless weenies in Texas who had an option to bring it to a screaming halt were threatened by the government that no flights would be allowed in or out of Texas. This administration has, let's just say they've got an abnormal growth between their legs, and they're going to make darn sure that they subject it to us in every possible way. When does America say enough is enough? When do enough people in an airport finally say, screw this crap, overpower these TSA people, and pummel them into the ground? I'm mad. I'm angry when I read stuff like this. And the courts are just going along with it. There's got to be a court that comes along and says, bull crap, the TSA has no authority. Somebody's got to come along and say, Napolitano has no authority, and certainly Barack Obama has no authority. Have I pissed you off yet? Good, I hope so. This is the kind of stuff that just grinds the living daylights out of me, and Americans just lay down and take it. I realize what I'm about to say is a little bit on the guttural side, but have we Americans been so used to being screwed that it doesn't faze us anymore? When an organization like the Rutherford Institute can file a lawsuit of that caliber and have the courts go along with the government? Where's the constitutionality in any of this? Oh, I forgot. The Constitution is dead. George Bush called it a GD piece of paper. Barack Obama basically tore it up the moment he set foot inside the White House and set foot into the awful office, because that's what it's become. You know, there's days I honestly, folks, don't even want to come on the air. There's days I just am so damn mad I don't even want to come on the air, and I say, what the hell is the point? There's not enough people listening to make a difference. And those of you who are listening figure that we're just too small of a group to be able to make a difference. Can we get 3% of that 311 million people that live in this country? Chances are probably not. They've all been dumbed down by the likes of the Geraldo Riveras and the Nancy Graces and the kind of trials that we get with O.J. Simpson and Casey Anthony. Come on, you got a few more months and American Idol will be cranking up again and Dancing with the Stars. Hey, don't forget, this weekend's the All-Star Game. Turn on that TV, baby. Oh, yeah, it's taking place right here in Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, I could go down there to Fan Fest and all the rest of this junk. I ain't setting foot going downtown. Closest I'll get's my son's place. Fortunately, he doesn't live directly downtown. You know, it's funny. Last year, with the passage of Arizona 1070, or SB 1070, when all the illegals and the supporters of illegals said they were gonna raise huge rallies against Arizona, they were gonna boycott the All-Star Game, and they were demanding that Major League Baseball move the All-Star Game out of Arizona. I wouldn't care if they moved it out of here. They can move all the professional sports teams out of here. You know, it's funny. Everybody gets up.
Huh, the Suns, they just can't make it. The Coyotes can't make it. The Cardinals can't make it.
You know, the Diamondbacks did. That was 10 years ago. And yet they overlook arena football. The Arizona Rattlers, who have been consistent winners year after year after year. Under Danny White, they got so many trophies, it was sickening. But nobody pays attention because that's small time. That's arena football. That doesn't count. It's not the same. Well, most of the guys that are playing are probably guys that couldn't make it in the pros, or they got too old for the pros, or didn't get as far as they wanted, so they jumped into arena football. They're doing okay. I like to think that programs are the type that you're listening to today and on RBN and, yes, even other networks. This is your damn 50-yard line. You got the best seats in the house. The problem is I'm afraid that halftime is over. We're winding down. We're in the closing minutes of the fourth quarter. And I'm afraid the home team ain't doing very well. Home team's we the people of these United States of America. Interesting headline came out late today. The chief U.S. economist at Goldman Sachs, one Jan Hatzius, says he sees a 15 to 20% chance of renewed recession next year. Our problems are economic. They're moral. More readily, they're immoral. I read some piece today, some gal writing about he is still sitting on a throne. Well, I'm afraid that's the problem with most Americans. They're sitting on the throne. It's sometimes referred to as a morning constitution. Cup of coffee, cigarette. I don't know, I better not continue that train of thought. It makes me angry on top of all the rest of this nonsense. But our good friends the Swiss are up to something. We're going to a break here in a second. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what the Swiss Parliament is up to. Could have a real interesting effect on things economically on a global basis. Who knows, it might even affect us come next week when Bob Chapman joins us here on the network. There's the music. We'll be back with a marvelous piece of music by Melody Gardot. Sit back and get ready to dance with your woman.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
In your heart, you know it's plain to see, like Adam was to Eve, you were made for me. They say the poison vine breeds a fine wine. Our love is easy. If you ask me plainly, I would gladly say I'd like to have you round just for them rainy days. I like the touch of your hand, the way you make no demands. Our love is easy. Our love is easy. Like water rushing over stone. Oh, our love is easy. Like no love I've ever known. Physically speaking, we were made to last. Examine all the pieces of our recent past. There's your mouth I taste, your hands around my waist. Our love is easy.
I become so absolutely mesmerized by this woman's voice. Certainly not jazz per se, although there's a few jazzy elements in there, a saxophone. She does some jazz pieces, some bluesy pieces. She is not only absolutely exquisite to look at, but every note that comes from her mouth is exciting. The way she formulates words, her diction is just amazing. Her name is Melody Gardot, G-A-R-D-O-T. Mid to late 20s, at the age of 19, was in a horrendous bicycle accident and caused some real brain problems. Was not sure she was ever going to be able to walk again, even at her age, as delectable as she is. You're welcome, Lynn Marie. Thank you. It's just simply amazing to me. And over the last several weeks, I have watched so many of her videos over and over and over again on YouTube. And some of them have her in them, some do not. She's now been referred to as the accidental musician. It's quite an amazing story. While we were away, a interesting number of of emails came in. Tommy up in Brooklyn says, moo at him, Jeff. Dave up in Idaho says, it's nice to hear your voice. I do understand your issue with travel. Family's more important. You are still left to decide. I've done the same. Chicago, been there, had to go straight downtown to avoid the violent areas, and then only to meet union guys. Woody comes up and says, I agree with you. There are a bunch of jerks. They should be totally disbanded. Some should be put in jail. Granny said she stopped flying in 1997. I love this. They asked her for a government-issued ID, and she showed them her Costco card. The agent tried to give her a bad time, but I said that was all I had. I made the trip, flew back home, never flew again. They don't get my money. My friend Lynn Marie says, you sure reflected my thoughts in that rant. Not enough people listening. It is the power of the mainstream corporate media, especially via the television. Most people are totally oblivious to what's really going on. In my attempts to tell a Florida friend what's going on by sending her alternative articles, I've been labeled as a right-wing fearmonger. Me? Lots of laughs. Her friends on FB are apparently not, I guess. Nice music, by the way. Thank you for that. That's the part I enjoy bringing to you most. And finally from Brent. I'm sorry, Bent. Bent says, I feel just like you do tonight. I've also had it. There are enough awake, 3%, but no one wants to start it. They think we all need to wait until the Fed starts something. Problem is they, the gov, already have. Not sure when, but it will get very ugly. And I think sooner or later, and honestly, I and others see no other way but to actually fight. The courts are just as broken as the government. They're no longer available to the sheeple to use. Take care. See you on the battlefield. Sadly, it's coming. It is when I receive emails of those types while I'm on the air or during breaks that can make a bad day pretty good. It tells me there are people out there listening, and there are people that do get it. But there's just not enough of us. People aren't hungry enough yet. People have not had to go without. I'm sorry if this offends some, because it will affect me as well. I think I've been honest. I made a decision at the age of 62 to take early Social Security. My attitude is I'm going to get whatever I can now, number one, because it's mine, and number two, before they run out and there isn't any more to give. Well, do you realize that come August the 2nd, if they've not overcome this debacle, this debt ceiling debacle, and I think they will, because they got to play the game, that in effect is exactly what is going to happen. It'll all come to a flying halt. Retired military will not get their paychecks. Social Security benefits, if that's what you want to call them, will not get direct deposited. An awful lot of things are going to come to a flying halt. And I, for one, don't care. Let it come to a halt. I know that may offend some of you because it may be your only form of income. I feel badly for people in that position. But damn it, ladies and gentlemen, the time must come. We can't keep putting it off for our children and grandchildren to deal with. If it's going to happen, let it be now. Let's have the civil unrest. Let's have war on the streets. My God, they're bringing it to us anyway. More and more, we're listening about flash mobs. This started out as a little entertainment thing. You know, all of a sudden in some mall, a bunch of people would start singing or start dancing, or there'd be a miraculous proposal in a wedding in a mall. Flash mobs are turning very racial now. Young black thugs creating havoc in white neighborhoods. Oh, it goes the other way, too. It ain't just the blacks doing it. It's misguided youth that have got nothing in this life to do. And no chance of any improvement, not a single chance of getting out of the hell in which they live. Last night, watching a four-part documentary about Melody Gardot, the piece called the accidental musician, and how she's become as amazing as she is. Her phrasing, her whole body is part of the song, not just because of her physical appearance, but the emotion is completely within her. So many of her songs are unbelievably beautiful, exquisite songs of lost and broken love and a longing for a love. And you honest, and she's writing these songs, and you're believing within yourself that she's got to be speaking about herself. Relationships where people cannot accept her for what she is. Well, this is not the point of my conversation. In this documentary, film cameras went back into the neighborhood in Philadelphia where she was raised by her grandmother. Her mother and father were not equipped to deal with it. But her grandmother raised her. And her grandmother was a pretty tough old Romanian gal. And she talked in the interview about cable existed, but her grandmother wouldn't get it. And she grew up believing that there was snow all over the world, you know, the snow on the television, except for this one local station in Philly. And then her grandmother finally broke down and got a VCR, but the only movie she got was The Wizard of Oz. And maybe it's time for me to revisit that story with you, maybe next week. Oh, I don't mean Judy Garland and Frank Morgan and the rest. No, Ray Bolger, et cetera, et cetera. Burt Lahr. There's a whole different story to The Wizard of Oz that maybe it's time for us to re-listen to. But you look at the neighborhood in Philly where she grew up. It was a downtrodden community. It's like a scene right out of Rocky. And the youths, the children, the kids that are growing up in neighborhoods like that always had a tough enough row to hoe anyway. But now it's happening in some of the better communities around the country. Kids don't know what to do. They have no chance of getting a job. Of course, mommy and daddy have spoiled them with every piece of electronic crap they could possibly get them. It's simply amazing. Simply amazing. Absolutely, Russ. Love them. Yeah, good stuff. Stan Getz, Astro Gilberto. It's quite a story behind Astro Gilberto. And we might get into that some night. I will, Tommy. But this is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. A generation that will not have the opportunity to reach for the moon, to reach for the stars and grasp and meet the goals that we set out for. I have no doubt in my mind that my generation, maybe one generation below me, for the last generation in America to be able to reach for the stars and do better than our parents. My children aren't doing better than my wife and I. My children are 27 and 32, and my God, by the time my wife and I were 27, we were already in our, what, second house? Maybe our third house. I don't know. But the opportunities were there. We were not fighting the illegal invasion to the degree we are today. We were not fighting the likes of a Barack Obama and his insidious administration, his filthy, rotten, criminal, entire administration. Oh, come on, Bush was no better. Oh, because his pigmentation was lighter? You think that made Bush a better human being? Well, because he got out and gave this crap about being a compassionate conservative? Get out of here. If he was so damn compassionate, how come he allowed this nation to get run over and roughshod by the likes of his good buddy, Dick the Hunter Cheney? They didn't call him Dick for nothing. It's simply shocking. Thanks, JP. JP says your rant was 110% right on. Not enough Americans are suffering. Most are clueless anyway. Those who do stand up are called crooks or cranks. No, they're the ones who get it. Our government is after us. There's no doubt in my mind. No doubt. What? You've got to be kidding me, Larry. Ha, 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 ha. Farewell gifts from Miss Blair of the FDIC. The Northbrook Bank and Trust Company, Northbrook, Illinois, has assumed all the deposits of the First Chicago Bank and Trust of Chicago. Think about this. The First Chicago Bank and Trust has been taken over by a bank that my family and I banked at in Northbrook for many, many years. Now, if Robert's sitting out there listening, we'll get a little joke over this. But I've told the story in the past about, you know, yesterday I told the story about Sally Oswald and our love of Roy Orbison and this amazing relationship we maintained for so many years, and how 49 years later I can still remember her birthday. I'm sure that that was more because a dog peed on my lap on that day than anything else. But and then I look at my sophomore year when I was going out with this her parents hated my guts. Her father was the founder and the president of the Northbrook Bank and Trust Company where my Aunt Didi worked at. Old man Smith, what a piece of garbage that guy was. His daughter was exquisite. She fell in love with a college boy, and it just wasn't going to work out. And she just came crying to me all the time. Life goes on. What else we got? First Citizens Bank and Trust in Rolla, North Carolina. There you go, JP. Assumed all the deposits of the Colorado Capital Bank in Castle Rock, Colorado. So, JP, it looks like one of the banks down in your area came out on top of this gig today, or maybe they didn't come out on top. I don't know. Well, let's go back to our little thing, commentary about Switzerland. I got to be honest with you. I came into this program today, you know, okay, we got a show to do, blah, 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 blah. I will not apologize for my personal stories, for, should we say, paramour's loss. It allows me to sit back as a broadcaster and relax. There's not much of any of this that I bring up that does not affect you, because you've all experienced very similar things in your life. I mean, it's hilarious to see this thing about Northbrook Bank and Trust. That's absolutely hilarious. I'm sure old man Smith's rolling the grave by now, as he should be, that piece of crap. My first dealings with a bankster, and they were, of course, more on a personal level. What do you do? I guess we're going to a quick and final break. When we come back, I'm going to make a couple of quick comments about what's going on in Switzerland, and we'll sit on it for the weekend. So stay here. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
I hate to see that evening so low down. Cause my baby, he's...
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Faded quickly. But I guess we're all doing that in one form or another. Coming out of Zurich, this came out quite late today. I'd already picked it for the program, and Robbie said, hey, man, look what just came out. Swiss Parliament is expected later this year to discuss the creation of a gold franc, a parallel currency to the official Swiss franc, with the fringe initiative likely triggering a broader debate about the role of the precious metal in the Alpine nation. The initiative is part of the Healthy Currency, a campaign sponsored by politicians from the right-wing Swiss People's Party, the country's biggest, that is seeking to capitalize on popular fears about global financial turmoil and inflation to reverse the government's current policy on gold. Switzerland in the year 2000 became one of the last countries to decouple its currency from gold, but they're not the only place to contemplate a change in the precious metals' role amid controversy over government involvement in the economy. This past March, Utah became the first state in the United States to legalize gold and silver coins as currency, while similar legislation was considered in Montana, Missouri, Colorado, Idaho, and Indiana. I'd figured the Indiana would have been the odd man out, but in Colorado, well, forget them. They've been taken over by the liberalites. They got Vail and all the hoity-toity ski resorts, etc. But Idaho and Montana, Missouri seems to be fairly independent in their way of thinking. I can't see why they wouldn't have gone that way. Thomas Jacob, the man behind the gold franc concept, says, I want Swiss people to have the freedom to choose a completely different currency. Today's monetary system is all backed by debt, all backed by nothing, and I want people to realize this. Something interesting to consider. Finally, a final email for the program from my good friend Lynn Marie, who is the person who chose the name for this program or suggested the name for this program, Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Says that there is a column on today's RBN site, and she strongly urges you go take a look at it. If you've not read it, it is imperative that you do so. It is called The Politics of Obedience, Discourse of Voluntary Servitude by Etienne de la Boutier. written in 1993 by Frederick Mann. It's a very interesting one to read. You want to take a look at it. The Politics of Obedience, Discourse of Voluntary Servitude. Just the first entry alone says so much. The only power that tyrants have is the power relinquished to them by their victims. Something to certainly consider, wouldn't you think? Oh, there's many others. The tyrant is often a weak little man. He has no special qualities that set him apart from anyone else, and yet the gullible idolize him. Those are the kind of things to think about. Victims bring about their own subjection. They win their enslavement. Something to think about for the weekend. Go on over to republicbroadcasting.org. Find the column. Read it. Send it out. Be one of those right-wing wackos. You guys have a great weekend. Thank you so much for sharing your valuable time with me. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett. Nobody has, and I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you, and all that jazz. And all that jazz. The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming.